I want to look briefly at 1 Corinthians 9, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 10 says, "For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who plows should plow in hope, and he who threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope." So you have this picture that you have a laborer plowing, but the plowing is in hope. There's a thresher in the field, but threshing in hope of partaking. This one verse, it's said in the context of pastoral ministry, preaching ministry, and it's a function of the church that we're all part of. Paul speaks of the work of the ministry of the word here, the preaching of the word. And our church, this congregation, highly values the preaching ministry of the word. The preaching of the word is central to the upward, the inward, and the outward responsibilities of Christ's church, the upward calling of the local church. The preaching of the word is a central place in our worship, in our gathered times together. We receive God's word coming to us. It's also a central component to the inward responsibilities, the inward calling of the local church. The preaching of the word is one of the ordinary ways that God feeds his people, one of the ordinary ways that we can grow as Christians. We call it one of the means of grace. And also preaching is part of a key part of the outward emphasis of the local church. The preaching of the word is one of the main ways that God converts and saves sinners. The Spirit uses the word to give people a new heart. The Spirit is the one that uses the word. Faith comes by hearing the word. So it says here, he who plows should plow in hope. We as a congregation support the preaching of the word. We join in prayer together that God would bless the preaching as it happens week after week. And we ask him to bring fruit from it. We even bring people to come and to hear the preaching. You all do that. And we submit ourselves to the preaching of the word. And as we do all of that, we are placing hope. Placing hope in God that we will reap. That we will reap harvest from the plow work of preaching that happens here. We plow in hope. Plowing breaks up soil. What is the seed that is being deposited into the soil, into this ground? Well, the seed is the gospel. As the word is preached in the congregations of Christ, we're planting and we're nurturing these seeds. Here's the gospel. Jesus said in John 12, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." Jesus is the seed who fell into the ground and dies. And he bore our sins on the cross and died. He was the seed who fell into the ground. But Jesus is the seed who fell into the ground and died, was planted, and having died, now lives and produces much grain. He died for our sins, he was raised for our justification, and as Jesus sowed the seed that died and produced life, so now we can plow and plant in hope. Jesus has come, Jesus will come again. So sow the seed, plow in hope.
Amen.